Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
On Deck Business Loans for up to $250,000. Apply in just minutes. Approval in as quickly as 2 hours. Go to ondeck.com.au today.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Hello and welcome to Dwayne's World. Great to have your company wherever you might be listening around the planet. It is Midday Madness time. So you call, you get on. That's the Midday Madness promise. And the number is 1-300-736-736. You call that number for the next 2 hours, we'll get you on. That's the Midday Madness promise. Whatever it is in the world of sport you'd like to discuss. And that open line is brought to us by Werribee Kia, where you can test drive the EV9, drop down and see David, Janan, Aid, Jim, and the whole team. The Barclays Smokehouse lunch menu is packed for a little bit later on. Dermot Brereton's going to join us, AFL Nation expert, the five-time day, five-time night premiership superstar is going to join us after two. Seth Campbell as well, Richmond Young Gun, is going to join us before he hits the golf course this afternoon. So we'll have a chat to the young tiger. That's after two. But your calls, 1-300-736-736, the open line number for Midday Madness. You can send through your texts as well. I'll read a heap of your texts out, but as I always say, it's Talkback Radio. I'd rather have a chat to you, even though I'll read a heap of your texts out. Midday Madness for work like a Karen Downs and Packing and workwear for wherever you work. The pressure meter, I'm going to tell you, well, I just spoke to Jared Waitley. Now, everyone's talking Collingwood. Everyone's telling you Collingwood is under the pump. Robbo on AFL 360 last night said his headline tomorrow, if Collingwood loses tonight, will be one and done. I try to be realistic about the pressure meter. The only reason it feels like Collingwood is number one on the pressure meter is because they're everywhere at the moment. And everything Collingwood is always amplified. They sell papers, they lead sport talk shows because they're the number one rating team and they're the reigning premiers, of course. But in reality, they're not number one on the pressure meter to me. Collingwood's not under the same pressure, I don't think, as the Dogs in reality right now, or Adelaide in reality right now. But if you've got a thought on it, 1-300-736-736, if you think I'm wrong and think Collingwood is number one on the pressure meter, then by all means, give us a buzz. I think Collingwood, the Craig McRae's job's not on the line. I mean, if Collingwood lose tonight, or they don't win the flag, or they end up dropping out of the eight and finishing ninth at the end of the home to away season, well, Craig McRae's not going to get the sack. It's the same as Geelong had a honeymoon year and Chris Scott had a honeymoon year last year. The pressure's off a little bit, I think, straight after the flag. Yes, they don't want to be missing the eight. And yes, everyone wants Collingwood to be a contender, but of course Collingwood can bounce back from 0-3. If they're 0-4 after losing tonight and then losing to the Lions next week, well, yeah, obviously. But I don't think Collingwood's number one on the pressure meter right now. But if you've got a thought on that, 1-300-736-736, probably better, you know, for Talkback Radio for me to rattle Collingwood supporters' cages and say, oh, yeah, you're number one right now, you better get this win tonight. But I think Western Bulldogs are number one, in truth, and I want to be true to the pressure meter. The Dogs are 0-1. They're expected to make the eight by their fans. The coach is under pressure to be the long-term guy. There was a reshuffle of power over the summer. And at 0-1, they host the Suns in a home game in Ballarat. The Dogs are number one, I reckon, going into this weekend. I've got the Adelaide Crows at 2. And that might surprise a few people because the Adelaide Crows are kind of, well, they're off Broadway at the moment a little. They played in the game in the rain that hardly anybody probably watched against the Suns last week. And Collingwood's the headliner. But Adelaide Crows, I think, are number two. Expected by their fans to make the eight. They started 0-1 with a, you know, an embarrassing loss to the Suns last week. Their coach, Matthew Nicks, has just been re-signed for an extra 2 years. So the Crows, you know, they told the world all summer they should be making the eight. Well, they should have made the eight last year. They told the world last year they should have made the eight. And they've been telling us all summer that they're primed to make the eight. If you've just re-signed your coach and you lose your first two games to teams that finished below you on the ladder last year, that's pressure. The Suns finished below the Adelaide Crows last year and Geelong finished below the Adelaide Crows last year. I think there's a bit of pressure on the Crows myself. Number three, I could mount an argument for number three easily being Collingwood. You know what? I'm going to push North Melbourne up because Fremantle at home at Marvel after a promising summer for North, I think there's finally some pressure to perform on North Melbourne. And if they don't pull a crowd of over 10,000 and they lose, then that'll be a horrible look. If they get a poor crowd and they win, well, it's going to be a win to say, hey, fans, you should have turned up. We're good to watch right now and we're going to win a few games. It'll be the fans who are at fault. But if they pull 10,000 and lose, then I think it'll be a bit disappointing all ways around. So I've got actually North Melbourne at three and Collingwood at four. But your thoughts on all of that, 1300 736 736. Joe in Roxburgh Park, Matt, Baz, Jamie, Nick, Jeff and Barry, we will get to you all. Joe, you're waiting almost on the 12 o'clock news. So you wanted to talk Mason Redmond. Welcome to you.
Yes, good morning. Good afternoon, Wayne. In regards to Mason Redmond, I can't believe it. It was deemed intentional when George Hewitt's one was deemed careless. I mean, George Hewitt should have gotten a week. George Hewitt's one was intentional, wasn't careless. What do you thought?
Yeah, I think they got the George Hewitt one wrong, Joe. So that's the hard part. Does Essendon go to the tribunal and challenge the Mason Redmond decision based on they reckon the AFL got the George Hewitt one wrong? They got their legal advice. They decided to take their medicine. But I think the whole world, Joe, it's not going to make you feel any better, but the whole world knows that the Hewitt one was wrong. And maybe the Redmond one is right. But the hard part is for Mason Redmond is he's got to look back and see that George Hewitt got off. So, yeah, maybe the AFL is going to just make out that George Hewitt one didn't happen for the rest of the year, or at least justify the little intricacy to their rule interpretation as to off the ball and on the ball. But, no, Mason Redmond on George Hewitt's score should have got off. But I think overall both should have got a game. Joe, and I appreciate you calling it. I know it's not going to make you feel any better, but yeah, the Hewitt one was wrong. Matt in Lilydale, you got a thought on the pressure meter? What can you, Matt?
Hey, mate, how you going?
Good.
That's good. I reckon the Lions are right up there. They've got a couple of forwards that aren't reliable in front of goal. They've been up a while now, and 0-2 with Collingwood next week. Could be 0-3. So they should make finals still, but how long can you be up for before you drop off?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. The Lions have a bye, so otherwise they would be in the pressure meter heading into this weekend. Matt, you still think they should have put them in the top five, even though they've got the weekend off?
Well, I guess so. Yeah, 0-2 after round one. Not an ideal start to get there.
No, I'm agreeing with you 100%. I mean, in theory, they are number one on the pressure meter, but because they've got a bye this week, I'm talking about the pressure meter in the context of who's playing this week. So, yes, you're right, but in terms of not playing this week, the Lions and Carlton both have the bye. That's why I haven't got them in there. But a good call. Baz in Coburg. Welcome to you, Baz.
I'd have Collingwood at number one. I know you said that regarding that they're in a honeymoon period like what, Geelong, but Geelong's been consistently good for 10, 12, 13 years. So, you know what I mean? Like, I think they deserved one, whereas Collingwood hasn't. You know, they've been up for the last 2-3 years. But I think they've dropped off a lot. Like, you know, like that would have probably been smashed by 10 goals, 8 to 10 goals both games. Both teams, Sydney and GWS, actually didn't take their foot off the pedal. So, and I'd also have Gold Coast in there.
Yeah, Gold Coast. Why would you have Gold Coast in there? They've done well early.
Yeah, I know, but they've done well. They've played both games at home. But it's the team against a good side, outside Queensland, so
or
Gold Coast, so yeah, I'd have them in there in the top five. So
yeah. No, I don't think the Gold Coast have deserved a few whacks over time, but I don't think they deserve to be in the top five for this one. But I appreciate your call, Baz, on it. And I don't think Collingwood's number one, but that's all anybody wants to talk about this week is that Collingwood's under pressure and Collingwood's got a nightmare start. If anyone can resurrect their season from 0-3, let alone 0-2, it's Collingwood to me. But, yeah, if they lose this weekend, if they lose tonight and then lose to the Lions of the Gabba next week, okay, absolutely they'll be number one. Great to have your call, Baz. Welcome to you, Dave, in Box Hill. Are you there, Dave?
Yeah, g'day, Dwayne, mate. Yeah, love your pressure, mate. I'm a Mad Pie supporter, but I'm curious with Brisbane. They're also zipping too. How they're going to perform without Kitty Coleman? So I'd have them somewhere, just insofar as the pressure and how they're going to readjust their gameplay, game style, etc. What do you think about that one?
Yeah, look, Dave, you're right. But also, can I just say that I've had enough of this, oh, we're going to be no good because he's out? I don't like it at all, Dave, and I've said this a couple of weeks ago. The Lions should be able to win a flag without Kitty Coleman. Collingwood should be able to win a flag without Nathan Murphy. I mean, the Adelaide Crows didn't have Tex Walker last week. So I don't like excuse season. There's been so many teams that have won flags. The West Coast, won flags without key players in their lineup. Nick Natanui amongst them. Famously, Adelaide won flags, two of them, without Tony Modra, their best player, you could argue. So, yeah, you're right. They're going to miss him, Dave, but you can't have that as your excuse all year, can you?
No, mate. No. You sort of might have misunderstood the point. I'm curious as to see how they're going to change their game style, their game plan without him. That's all I'm basically saying on that.
I don't think they're going to struggle in terms of... They tell us they're going to struggle when it comes to delivery guys off half-back. They've got McKenna. Okay, he's not as good. I get that. They could use Zorko. Okay, he's not quite with the speed that Kitty Coleman is. But, Dave, every team has to, fill a gap somehow, fix that gap somehow. And quite often you're filling that gap with a guy who wasn't as good as your best 18 player who's out. So your question is valid. How are they going to fill it? I think probably McKenna or Zorko will probably be the long-term guy. But, they've probably got some other things they can experiment with next week that they probably have in their mind. But that's the two in my mind right now that might be able to, in inverted commas, fix it. Even though, Kitty Coleman's a good player. So is Nathan Murphy, by the way, for Collingwood, a good player. But they've got to come up with a way of fixing it too. And every club has got blokes out. I mean, the Saints had their best player out last week. And they're at least getting back for tonight. Jamie and Craigie, and welcome to you, Jamie.
Yeah, mate, I think with the Pies, we need to look at it after about round six when they've had their bye and then everyone's at the same level. Otherwise, we've played an extra game, so that's the reason why we've got the extra loss. I think if you go back to that situation then and then see where their tally's at.
Yeah, I think I'm with you, Craig. Jamie, I'm with you 100%. Let's just look at Collingwood in the cold light of day in a couple of weeks. A couple on the text kind of agreeing with us. Collingwood might be under pressure, but one thing you need to remember is that you can't have a premiership hangover without being the premiers, and you're absolutely spot on that. Pressure meter for a couple on the text. Lions, number one. Dogs, Pies and Saints. Again, the reason I haven't got the Lions, number one, is because they're not playing this week. They've got the bye. Another one here. Gee, I think the Blues are going okay without Walsh and Wietering. And that's a perfect example. They're arguably their best two players. Walsh was the best finals player of any team in the finals last year, and Carlton's been able to win without him. Tigers lost Alex Rance early in the season, went on to win two flags, Ian from Dandenong, and Dwayne, the Dogs are by far the number one team under pressure. Cam from Chirnside Park. Keep them coming through, 0433 98 11 16. If you want to join me on the text machine, of course, the 40 Winks Temper text, 0433 98 11 16. Your new Temper, T-E-M-P-U-R, Temper Pro, Temper's most adaptive mattress is ever is here. You can check it out at your local 40 Winks. And keep your calls coming on that open line. It's Midday Madness. Love your calls. Back to your calls straight after the break. 1300 736 736.